Order, order.
Select committee report.
Too much power in the hands of the government's chief spy agency, the GCSB, was the main concern for Law Society representative Jason McHeron when he made a submission on the telecommunications interception capability and security bill,
which contains very broad powers of oversight by the GCSB over network operators in relation to network security risks. And the definition of security risk is so broad that it can include any potential risk to New Zealand's economic well-being.
Mr. McHeron said that definition was too broad.
It brings to mind some sort of central planning of telecommunications by what is effectively a spy agency. And the Law Society does have some questions about how well equipped the GCSB might be to carry out that role.
Among other submitters who had concerns with the bill was Vikram Kumar, chief executive of Kim.com's company Mega Upload. That website allows users to store encrypted data online. Mr. Kumar said there was a misconception around the purpose of data encryption.
The encryption is exactly the same and exactly the same reason why we use envelopes in our daily mail and our post, and we don't write on postcards. The internet inherently, at a protocol level, has no inbuilt security. Security is missing and therefore has to be provided. Companies like Mega are actually also responding to what governments around the world, including New Zealand and particularly the EU, say, which is keep your data safe online, use encryption.
Mr. Kumar was disappointed the government had not, when drafting the legislation, consulted the industry.
For example, Mega's fundamental design and business model is based on privacy and protection of privacy. And that's extremely important to understand in the context of this law, that Mega cannot on its own in any way decrypt a file because it's the customer that holds the decryption keys. So I think there's some fundamental problems, even at a pure framework and conceptual level, with this bill, which could have been uncovered had consultation been done properly.
Vikram Kumar of Mega Upload making a submission on the telecommunications interception capability and security bill, which will grant the GCSB power to access information from phone and internet companies. Elsewhere, but on a similar subject, Andrew Kibblewhite, Chief Executive of the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet, DPMC, was up before the Government Administration Committee making a case in support of this year's budget allocation for his agency. One of the DPMC's roles is to oversee national security, and Mr. Kibblewhite said that was more important now than ever before.
These are troubled times. I think the most obvious example of the risk profile increasing is in the whole area of cyber security. I think the National Cyber Security Centre and the GCSB in all of last year identified 130-odd incursions. I think at this effectively not quite halfway through the year, they're already up over 160. There's a huge set of risks on that space.
Finally this week, and staying on the technology theme, Defence Minister Jonathan Coleman gave a briefing in support of this year's funding for his ministry. The minister faced questions from Green MP Kennedy Graham about New Zealand's involvement in the use of drone warfare.
It's actually not the capability so much, it's how it's used and what you do with them, because if you look at how technology is developing, there are going to be more unmanned aerial vehicles, and that's, you know, it's going to be cheaper, more efficient, safer, a whole lot of things, but that's quite a different situation from whether you deploy those things illegally. It's like any capability, whether unmanned or manned, it's how it's used.
And on that note, Jonathan Coleman also answered questions about the legal ramifications of electronic warfare.
We take advice all the time on electronic warfare matters as required, but I can tell you at the operational level, if you go into a headquarters, one of the things that struck me when I became minister and observing exercises is that nothing is done without the presence of lawyers. So all the operational moves are checked by lawyers and clearly mapped against that. I don't know if you've got some comments there, General Jones, but you know, I'm confident that the NZDF operates within international law and also strives its very hardest to do so.
Defence Minister Jonathan Coleman speaking to the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee considering funding for his ministry. All up, there were 16 select committees held this week. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.